Yo, what up, people? Man, we got a lot to discuss. You know, it's a lot been happening. And truthfully, I really got to apologize because, you know, I ain't been wanting a podcast. Let me take that back. I've been wanting to, but I really got to get my time together because it's a lot that be happening. You know, with the beard oil, and I'm about to reintroduce, you know, the clothing line and all of that stuff, and music, church, and trying to balance out investing in stocks and all types of stuff. So I definitely got to get to the podcast, though, because this is really one of the things I like to do. And many of you ask, like, what's up? What are the next podcast coming out? And so here it is. And I know y'all, I sound like a broken record, but that album is about to drop real soon. I'm done. I got a couple mixes I want to play with, but I'm completely done. So, you know, hope y'all enjoy it. I don't think it's for everybody. You really got to be a lover of hymns, not just so much the traditional ones, but just be a lover of hymns to really appreciate this album. So let's get to it. A video was sent to me with a prophetess or an apostle. And here's the thing. I'm not the one. If a person want to call themselves a bishop, they shouldn't be a bishop, or they call themselves a prophet and they can't see, or an apostle, and you know, you don't operate as one. If you want to call yourself that, do your thing. That ain't my business, you know. But this particular young lady, she's in the service, and you know, I grew up in the late 80s, 90s church. I mean, in the 80s, I was a kid, but I can still remember. But, you know, I got my feet wet in the 90s. You know, I graduated from high school in 2000. But, you know, in those 90 days, church could be brutal. And y'all know how it was. It's like, you know, we just took it. And people nowadays say, you know, those days made us better men. Those days made us better women. Now that stuff was crazy. That stuff was abuse. We didn't have social media to complain. We didn't have Twitter to tweet. It wasn't no camera phones, nothing, you know. And honestly, a lot of us had to endure a whole lot worse than what we see now. And the only thing we got is your word versus ours. And you know, I had posted something about, you know, the church hurt piece, because I used to be really the one always on the front line. That don't exist. What's the difference between church hurt and mall hurt and movie hurt and restaurant hurt? And I'm like, that was like the most immature thing a person can say when you're dealing with someone's personal experience with a church leader. And I don't believe like one bad apple spoils a bunch, and that sound good, but when you dealing with a person that say they coming in the name of God and you get violated in such a way, it's like, damn, how could you do that? You calling yourself like man, woman of God, and you did me like that? And that's a different type of feeling. That's a different type of hurt. And so, you know, but let's go back. The lady, she's doing her little wannabe whiny to buy them. Rebuke. You know, Juanita Bynum, y'all know she used to be the queen of the rebukes. That's my girl. She know how she used to roll. And so now she wanna talk about the musicians. Musicians can't take bathroom breaks. You know, they've been playing praise and worship, sweating. They can't go get a towel and wipe their face. And you mad cause they walk out to go use the restroom. You know, and so now you wanna get on the drummer and the keyboard player. Play something. They plan. You ask the drummer to play. He don't play. He gets up, walk out. Then this woman says, well, you just don't know who you're in the presence of. Like she LeBron James. Like she major. And the thing is, I tell people all the time, like, I know some people. And sometimes I get afraid to say, like, who I know, because people think, like, just because you know a person, you think you grand. I don't think. I just been, you know, blessed and favored to know people over the years. But I don't know this lady. And I'm not trying to devalue her, but I've never heard her on no circuit at all, from the big stage to the small stage to the no stage. Like, who is this woman? Like, and, you know, she tells the drummer, you don't know who you're in the presence of. And you got 48 hours to repent. And I said, man, I ain't lying, y'all. For the last couple of days, that crap, like, for the last 48 hours, so we're talking about 48 hours, that joy has really bothered me. Because I was sitting back like 48 hours, and then when the 48, if he don't repent, what is going to happen? He going to die? He ain't going to be able to play drums no more? You know, and so, you know, the musician world has been up in the uproar, because that didn't sit right. Not even just musicians, just people in, like, church, especially. And I tell people all the time, I know it's good for discussion, but a lot of this stuff really only happens in the nigga church. The low-budget nigga church that ain't really got going on, and you ain't really got to be accountable in the service. When I say accountable, like, you can just say, do, whatever. That stuff, you ain't going to never just see a person get up in Bishop Jay's church, you know, my church. You know, it don't happen in big settings. It be the low budget, you know, it ain't had the carpet redone, and, you know, praise and worship 3 hours long. There's no structure. You don't never see that stuff happening in structure. And if it does, it's not rare, you know. But, and so the lady kind of, I think she deleted her account. I think it's back up now, but, she owe that family an apology, bro. She owe that young man and his family an apology. Because first of all, the young man on the drums, that was the pastor of the church son. Like, you out of order. You're doing too much. You know, you're doing way too much. So, and I said this on Facebook Live the other day, man. The day I grew up in as a kid, like, these kids, they're not going for that stuff. Like, they really trying to throw hands, because it's like, you're not going to just disrespect me because you got a microphone in your hand. Like, if I can respect you if you put it to the side and say, hey, this is what I got going on. Can we fix this? You know, we can talk about this later, but just turn the mic up, trying to monkey shine in front of the people. That's too much. No, we gotta do better, man. We gotta do better. And I know some of y'all probably against therapy, and, you know, I know you feel with the Holy Ghost. That's a good thing. I like all that the church stuff we say. But if I be honest, man, some of the most anointed sessions I done had was in therapy. And I ain't saying that. I believe that you need therapy and the altar. I think there should be a great mix and balance. I don't think a person should be all church, no therapy, or all therapy and no church. However you want to look at it. But anyway, so I'm in therapy. And so we have a little laughing moment. And so I said, man, let me say this to you. I don't like these prayer warriors, liturgical dancers. Y'all know how I am. I'm loud with it. I don't like these prayer warriors, liturgical dancers, or what's the other one? The intercessors. I don't like the mimers, the people with the paint on their face. I like ushers, though. Some of the ushers, I like a little usher. He got the little, looking all good. You know what I mean? Man, so she's like, why don't you like the prayer warriors? Boom, 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 boom. I was like, listen, man, the prayer warrior, you know, is she dressed? She outdated? Or she just, she's always just under the anointing. She laying hands on people in the mall. And I was like, the liturgical dancer, they just been through so much. That's why they dancing, you know. And I'm like, I don't have the mental, and she dying laughing. She's like, I don't have the mental space, man, to be able to accommodate that type of trauma that comes. And the mimers, if that's what they call mime people, I don't know what that is, but they just scary. Like, they're a mixture of all three. Yeah, that's fair to say. And the intercessors, I think they're kind of like a blend of prayer warrior, you know. Yeah, that's like an off-brand of a prayer warrior intercessor. So she gonna say, and I was like, I got 5 minutes with therapist. This lady done lost her mind. She's like, you know what? The issue ain't really the prayer warrior. It's you. I said, what? She was like, I can tell you have an issue with being covered because you have lived in a time and a place where you were not covered. And the person that didn't cover you, you didn't forgive them for not covering you. And so when there's a person that's willing to cover, that wants to cover you probably in prayer, you know, she's a very spiritual lady. Then I thought about it. I said, dang, I hate this lady. And I started thinking about it, like, I ain't going too far into it because I might get emotional. And she was kind of right. I was like, dang, therapy powerful. But yeah, she tried to break me down. I stood strong, though. I ain't let her break me down. But she was like, yeah, you got an issue, not with them. You just don't know, like, if you give someone like that. Because she said prayer warriors are people that cover people in so many different ways. And you're afraid to let someone in that is supposed to be the one that is to cover. And since you had a moment in your life where you went uncovered, you haven't got over that person. And you feel like if you give that person a chance to cover, they might leave you uncovered. Woo! That hit me so hard. I was like, dang. What does it feel like to be uncovered? I can talk about that in so many. But anyways, that's where she went with that. So there it is. Since y'all wanted to know so bad on Facebook or whatever, like with the prayer warrior, I mean, with the what happened in my therapy session, that's what it was, you know. And honestly, I mean, that was tough. So anyways, I meant to tell y'all also, man, I decided to delete my Tinder account, man. I don't want to be on Tinder anymore. I be getting caught, you know, Tinder. People recognize, like, from playing and church and stuff. They were like, don't you play? They get crazy. I was like, no, that ain't me. Yeah, so I got rid of my Tinder account. Hey, let me tell y'all about this. Oh, man. I'm going to try my best because I've been holding back on the You Know Why I'm Here. I got one for y'all. I was going to say it on social media, like Instagram and stuff, but I'm going to save it for the podcast. Hold on, I got to move this thing out the way. This thing is like, dang. Y'all ever had stuff in your way? Y'all be like, get out. But, so, I went to a place, and I need y'all to follow me, okay? Like, I ain't going to just give y'all just write out the detail for detail. You got to be able to follow me. So a couple of my brothers, you know, we hung out for one of my brothers. It's a lot of brothers here. His birthday party, right? So afterwards, it's like, man, let's go to the spot, right? So we go to the spot. We meet a young lady at the spot, you know, and it wasn't just a typical young lady. I shouldn't even been there. You know, I got 48 hours to repent, man. I shouldn't even been in there. But, I got the young lady's information. And it wasn't based on no, let's kick it, boom, boom, boom. We was just cool, right? And I'm a man of God. See, the Bible says, do the Bible say this? Go into highways and byways? Or did we make that up? I know the Bible says, go out into the world. I'm out in the world. I'm ministering. I'm out here ministering. So I invited her to church. She's like, oh, I love to go to church. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I sent the group text to the fellas like, hey, man, I got such and such coming to the church. They killed me. Like, nigga, what is you doing? So I didn't think they was going to come. And, you know, two, me and my other brother, you know, we at the church 8 week. And I look up, my other brother, he in the balcony. He texts the group chat, look down. We look down, there go the girl. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. And she, you know, the problem with non-church going, don't know the protocol, don't know how to move around and maneuver in church, it's crazy. So you can't be just doing crazy stuff, especially at my church, too big. She waving, hey, texting, come out in the hall. I'm like, no, sir, are you okay? So offered, she trying to, you know how you can look to your little like side view, see somebody staring at you. What's that called? Peripheral, what's that thing called? I barely graduated from high school. It's something begin with a P. P view. Some view. It's like a view, right? And I see them looking. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not making no eye contact. Because, like, especially, like, at my church, folk always looking to see what you looking at. And I'm hip to them. So I'll always just keep my head straight. I'm looking straight ahead like I'm a major. You know what I'm saying? And I see her looking, trying to get my attention. I was like, no, sir. You're not about to get me waving at you doing offering time. And so afterwards, she hit me. She's like, I enjoyed myself. I'm coming back next. I'm like, nah, Sunday, crazy. I wish she just going to get saved and get on out the way. I can't have you at the church. Mm-mm. But I was ministering. Y'all want to know so bad where I met this person at, don't you? It's not happening. It's crazy, though. But anyways, man. We back. Hey, listen. We back. I promise you, I ain't going to wait weeks or days at a time to hit the podcast. I actually enjoy doing this. So make sure y'all tell people to subscribe to the podcast, share it, send it to somebody. Be like, man, Tim back, he crazy, laughing, joking, blah, blah. Y'all know how we do. We have fun on this joint. All right. So I see y'all on the next one. Peace out.